Okay, what's interesting about the Pirshei Mishnayos is, first of all, the Rambam wrote Pirshei Mishnayos when he was 23 years old. So if you want to have a sense of who the Rambam was and what he was, you're talking about somebody who is, I mean, by all counts, a younger man. And the Rambam writes in one of his first pieces that wherever he has an excuse, he is going to speak about inyanim of emunas and deis, and he's going to discuss it because he feels it's very important. So I picked out all the Mishnayos, spiritual Mishnayos that I feel have some sort of message one way or another, and we'll learn them. The first one is the Rambam in Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Now, a few things. The Mishnayos numbers are a bit arbitrary. If you ever want to look in a different set, they come in, they can vary by one or two Mishnayos because everybody labeled it the way they wanted to label it. That's one. Two, the Pirshei Mishnayos was written in Arabic, which means it's a translation and it's always an approximation. You can't be medayik exact words, and there are two, three different translations out there. There's the traditional Pirshei Mishnayos, which has been printed back at the Gemara and has been printed there for who knows how long. I think that's Ibn Tibbon, if I'm not mistaken. And that's what we have for better or for worse. Then Kapach made a new translation. It varies here and there in terms of translations. He has notes on it. A lot of the notes are, I mean, he seemed to have an agenda when it came to Agadat stuff. He seemed to, in Halacha, also, I don't know, whatever it is. And he claimed he used more accurate Kisviyadis. And now there is a, so that's three volumes put out by probably more sort of Cook, if I remember correctly. And then there are six volumes put out by Maor, which is some sort of Sfari organization that puts out a lot of stuff. Hamor, maybe it's called. And they retranslated with a lot of extensive, footnotes and haras and agos at the bottom. And they also give alternative gersos and things like that. And that also varies by bits and pieces here and there. And sometimes it's quite illuminating. The changes actually help you. But al kaponim, the language in the Pirshei Mishnayos is not as crisp as his pieces in Yad Chazakah. Yad Chazakah is written in pure Lashon Kodesh, Lashon Azov, the Rambam. Pirshei Mishnayos is the translation. Okay, so the first Pirshei Mishnah is, it says that Allah is a chassam once laying Krishma Laila Rishain, Kairi. Shir Gamil says, Loikol Oritzitz Hashem Yitol. Not everybody should do it. Now, the Rambam obviously uses the Gemara a lot. I mean, he incorporates Pirshei Mishnah into Gemara's Pshat, but it's the way he describes it. So the reason is Yuhara. What exactly is Yuhara? Inyan divrei Reb Shimon hu aimer ki kishi yikare or yikra yabit lo bnei adam be'ein hidu ve'kavod o kishu medaktik b'mitzvos. Or he people look at him, wow. Look at this guy, he's such a big tzaddik. The night of the chasna is in Krishna. O kishu medaktik b'mitzvos ve'efshe shem aseo lepni av lo yishem shamayim. So he is nurturing in himself a tendency to do things that are shalom l'shem shemayim, because this is a type of activity that tends to create a tremendous yiras hakavod from people, and what kind of big tzaddik he is, and so forth. It also has a tendency to instill in a person a bit of haughtiness and gaiva and so on. The second piece is, so this was what I saw here was, it's the twist on the Yuhara. That the Yuhara is, when something looks like Yuhara, it means it will inculcate you with a tendency to doing things to show off. The next one is Rama Pirshayis Perek Tes Mishnah Hei. It says, Chayva Nevorach Ala Rok Shem Shvorach Ala Toiva. What does that mean? Mash omek shem shvorach ala toiva rotzoloima. lekabel oise besimcha v'leiv toiv. He should accept it with simcha leiv toiv. V'lichboish kasoi, and he should hold in his anger and resentment of what Kosh Baruch Hu did. V'yetiv nafshoi, k'shivor tayin emes, v'sheyase b'shosh shivor hatev ha-meitiv. So I'm not sure what Yetiv Nafshoi means over here, but Ukmoishay Oimer Chachamim Beroiv Devarim Kolma De Ovid Mishmaya Letav. So now he says the approach is the understanding that what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has done is Latoiv. V'zedov Asichli Eitzabala Seichel. This is something. So where do we get this from? So this is something that is, if you think about it, it's emes. If we wouldn't have a pasuk, somebody says medayik it because the Gemara has a lot of psukim. So the person's medayik. So obviously the Gemara has a lot of psukim. It means there's no one pasuk. It just the inyan is so pashut. You're going to find it all over. Lefi sheish devarim rabim nirim betchilosam toivim viachrisam ro rabba. There are some things that look in the beginning like it's very good, and at the end, it's very bad. While Cain ain't royal maskal ishtoimim, so that's why a person should not be overwhelmed when something bad happens, because he never knows where it's going to. So in both directions, not great fortune always brings great fortune, and not great difficulties bring great difficulties. You don't know where something's turning out to. You're also not allowed to be overly happy, lose yourself. In the context, it means concerning things in this world for the same reason, because nothing in this world is so good that it's the good to end all goods. The only place for simcha is in doing ruchnis activities. Doing what's right and pursuing it. The azhara now, that a person should not be overwhelmed by bad, that there's no need to talk about it. So he says it's very possible that a person is, if everything is smooth and a person is never challenged and a person never struggles with difficulties, that the person himself will end up not striving for Olam Haba and losing it. Rama says it in Eov. In other words, Eov's friends contested it and they said, everything was geschmiert for you. Everything really went fantastically well. It wasn't going anywhere good. When a person never faces obstacles and difficulties, a person very rarely sets himself to be kind of what's good and what's right. I want to add a point. That doesn't mean, in other words, the answer to that is not dafka, that a person should relish having chas v'shalom yisurim. A person can use that same, a person can push himself in ruchnias. In a person who learns and pushes himself, a person who helps other people and pushes himself. So as long as the person is not sitting back and with feet on top of the table, so to speak, then fine. Then the person is, but a cozy, cushy life without any impediments and challenges don't tend to lead a person to where it's toiv. Or lefikach,
so
So the Rambam says, so what I need, when a person is mispalel, the tefillah needs to be that no matter what happens, I want whatever events are coming my way, they should lead me to toif. If a person struggles a lot financially, it's very hard for a person to be able to do ruchnistik avodah if he's struggling financially a lot. If a person is overwhelmed and pampered, it's difficult. Person's tefillah needs to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him and direct the circumstances around him to give him the maximum atzlacha to be masig, what he calls atzlacha mitis. So his first point is, because both of them, we never can look at it the way it is. We always need to understand that life is a process. And each one, you don't know where it's leading to. And most important, you don't know where it's leading in terms of the tikkun of the person, in terms of prepping the person for Olam Haba. That's the most important aspect of what the future is going to. Now he says a new point. It says, "Mashami it's a toiv yitzira," that a person should work his way to toiv yitzira. So Rambam is a very different pshat. Ratzolayma lechoshiv eliboy avas akel lahamin boy vafilo the bishas haevra vakas vahaaf shekolze yitzira. And I would say Rambam says evra. I think what he means is as follows. It's not a filo bidvar avera. It means that the Yetzirah, Rambam says, Rambam quotes the Gemara, who are Satan, who are Yetzirah, who are Malach HaMavis. Ra is a bria in the world that all that's bad comes from it. A person needs to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even he needs to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in a filibi yetzahara. It means even when things outside are difficult. The yetzahara means the creature of bad, and in this case, it's sort of not the taiva that a person has to do ra, but when things are difficult. When the context is ra, and I would venture to guess it's not menuked. K'mashon chol d'chadu afilu b'dvar evra means like just like I said before, b'shasa evra v'kas v'af. So even when it's a shazam l'mala and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being mashpia toiv, still we need to be mashabeachim. Or pirish mida inyan ratzaloyma b'chol inyan. So I think the word Mida, the Rambam here, is dancing around not to use the word Mida in the sense that we would use it ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is above Midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself doesn't have particular Midas. So we can't frame him as such. B'chol Mida means with every, what's the right word for it? Whatever happens to come, whatever occurs, that's the mida that you have to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mida means whatever he measured out, whatever type of anhaga he interacted with. Okay, I have to run a little early today. So Be'ez Hashem. We're holding here a second Mishnah. I don't think next week we're on. I'm not sure yet. One second. Next week, I know there's something. I'm assuming not. If I can make it, then believe me, I will. But my gut feeling is it's not going to go. And if not, then we'll hold it till after Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. So, yeah, I couldn't call to bye.